And welcome to Focus. I'm Kia Windsor, and joining me today are Lindsay Dunn, Director of Aledo Main Street, Tara McFarland with Mercer County Better Together, and Cassie Henshaw of Visit Merco. And today we're talking about an exciting new resource aimed at helping businesses in Mercer County thrive. It's called the Yellow Brick Road. And as I understand it, it's designed to sort of guide entrepreneurs through the process of starting, growing, or sustaining a business here locally. So, ladies, thanks for coming in today. This is fun. It's like a little ladies' day here in the studio. I love it. I'll just let whoever wants to take it away go first here. But what inspired the creation of Yellow Brick Road? And I guess, how did your organizations sort of come together to bring this idea to life?
The inspiration, I think, came from the community. All three of the organizations were consistently having conversations with community members about business development or new business, or are there any grants available, any question you can think of when it comes to business development. And all three organizations tiptoe in and out of that realm every now and again. And so there was also questions about, like, well, how can that organization help? And then what does this organization do? And I think all three have done a really great job at, like, trying to say, well, make sure you call Lindsay downtown if you're looking for something in Aledo. And so we just all got together, and we try to meet regularly to have conversations about what we're all up to. And it sparked from that. It just sparked from a need and from conversation with the community. We realized it was a need, and that all three organizations could create something that streamlined the process and made it clear and easy.
So what did each organization contribute and bring to the table on this project?
Well, I'll say that I think all of our organizations had an expertise that they brought to the table. So I was kind of looking at Tara because she was the mastermind behind putting the actual website together. And then I think from Main Street, we were able to put in our resources of what grants, you know, there's a lease expense assistant grant, or what Small Business Development Center, what contacts did we have? And so did Visit Merco, and, you know, marketing services that they offer through their organization. So what Cassie was saying too is there was that need, and then going to each organization is really important, but also to have a space where someone that is starting a new business, it can be very overwhelming, and to have everything in one space and one website, and then reach out where their specific needs may lie. So we really all did bring a lot to the table. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tara, I'm looking over at Tara, if you could see right now, and I'll let her take it over from now.
I think it's, the information is out there. That's not new, but people don't really know what to look for or where to look for it. And so this just takes all of that information, all of those resources, the organizations, regional resources, both for Mercer County and resources that the state organizations offer. It's all in one place.
Well, and think about, too, we engaged more than just our organizations. We brought in other experts and other, you know, had conversations with other folks who have been in the community for a long time, other business owners about what they need. So I think there was also a lot of intellectual property that came to the table, a lot more conversation behind the scenes about, well, what if someone's looking for this? Well, then you should move it there. Or, oh, wait a minute, should real estate agents be on the site because if someone's looking for a business space or something like that? So I think all three organizations also brought that experience and that intellectual property to the table as well.
So Tara, as kind of the architect of the Yellow Brick Road website, can you walk us through? Yes, she does such a great job with her web design.
Thank you.
And can you kind of walk us through how a new or existing business owner would use the Yellow Brick Road to find the support they need?
So the whole point of this is to make it as simple as possible. And you start out by going to the home page that explains a little bit about what the Yellow Brick Road is and how it works. You select where you are doing business or where you'd like to do business. And that takes you to a page where you are asked if you are a new, or I guess aspiring, or established business owner. And that selection leads you to a page that is regionally specific and specific to your needs as a new or established business owner. And you also have an option if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you need, You can just click on this little road sign that takes you to a contact page for all of the organizations that have put the Yellow Brick Road together. All of our organizations have that contact information in one place.
Yeah.
You can go to mcyellowbrickroad.com. And yeah, it's just super simple. No frills.
mcyellowbrickroad.com. And I'm looking at it now. And it is very simple to navigate. You can, like you say, either click by town if you know specifically where you are needing those resources, or just click on a map and poke around a little bit.
I mean, go to the website. We have also a suggestion box. If anybody has suggestions for things they would like to see on the Yellow Brick Road, you know, if you don't know where you're going, like I said, it's as easy as going to that contact page and reaching out to one of our organizations.
And we'll have some brochures. We'll print some. We'll have some printed material that we'll hand out to the community and put in some places of interest. And then anyone can call any one organization as well. The collaboration at the heart of this was really, that's the story, is the collaboration between the three organizations. Agreed. Because I don't know that that's a new vibe, but it's definitely a really exciting vibe that is going on with the three organizations that I would say do the primary community and economic development for the county. And so that's something that I think all three of us are really proud of, which then leads me to say you can call any organization and they will point you in the right direction anytime.
Yeah, and sometimes if you are starting out on your business journey or you are established, it can be intimidating to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And this website gives that kind of behind the scenes assistance, and they can reach out via the website, or if they're comfortable with all of us, and which I hope everyone does. And if they don't know us, you should get to know us, because I think we do, all of our organizations have a lot of great resources to offer. And sometimes people don't know what is all out there. So that's where this collaboration can really be the start, and it can only grow from there.
Yeah, it's a really great comprehensive resource. And like Lindsay said, if you're not sure where to start or you're just getting started on your business journey, check it out. mcyellowbrickroad.com. Is
that's
that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. But it's just a really great resource for you to figure out, you know, whatever kind of services you're looking for help with, you can figure out which organization you need to get a hold of and kind of who can help you out. Or like I say, you can give any of these ladies a call at Aledo Main Street, Visit Mirco, or Mercer County. Better together. Thanks, Lindsay and Tara and Cassie, for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, anytime. And it is also National Small Business Week, too. So that's kind of why we're kicking this off this week. So thanks again, ladies. And everyone, be sure to check out Mercer County's Yellow Brick Road. And this has been Focus.